The Average Network takes you now to the Lee Majors School of Drama on Sunburnt Boulevard in East Hollywood, California, for the Antiques Goon Show. Let us proceed to the Ensign Pavel Chekhov Recreation Chamber and our antique host, Colin Footbaiter, and all our little appraisers. Ah, hello. Colin Footbaiter here in the phaser-proof tribble chamber at the Ensign Kevin Riley Hall of the Lee Van Cleef School of Drama. It's a beastly hot fall day, so let's proceed to the floor and our first appraisals, shall we?
Hello, I'm Clay Anatomy of Glubiak's Antiques. Who are you and what have you brought us?
My name is Muley Clusterick, our ghost. I lived over there since 1911.
You must be very old.
I am. I'm 68, but I've lived around these hills since 1894.
Have you?
Yep.
Okay, and this is?
This here saddle was rid by the original Blanco Canyon Funston and over 600 Western two-reelers from 1915 until 1928. Blanco had to give up the movies on account he sounded like a chipmunk.
A chipmunk?
Yep. You know, little furry stuff. Like cute rats.
Well, Mr. Cluster, I'm a specialist in the Western film genre. I've studied Western movie history for over 20 years, and I've never heard of Blanco Canyon Funston.
Ain't, huh?
Sorry.
I suppose you never heard of Flying Corn Fritter Studios, neither.
Flying Corn Fritter? I've heard of Flying A, Lone Star, Republic, Avon, Ince. I've never heard of Flying Corn Fritters Studios.
They's over at Wilcox and Selma. They's there from 1915 until 1933.
I'm sorry, we checked online, we called several archives and film historians, no trace of them.
So you ain't gonna tell me what this here saddle's worth?
Well, Mr. Cluster, it doesn't even look much like a saddle anymore. Where are the stirrups?
Well, I falled off when he was filming Saddle Sore Ridge in 1922.
Uh-huh. And the saddle horn?
1926. Bovine Bombardment.
Well, that's very colorful, sir. It's not very big.
Well, that's kind of shriveled up over the years, like me.
Yes. What on earth's that?
I'm Blanco Canyon Funston. I'm 118 years old.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Mabel Blight of Clabman's. What is it? It looks very familiar. It looks like a lump of clay.
Oh, it's a horse dropping.
A horse dropping?
That's from Seabiscuit. See, I got papers on it from Santa Anita here.
Huh. Well, if this is authentic...
Look, it's a plaque!
I see it. Well, at the right auction, perhaps 3,000? I don't think you're going to see the right auction every day, though.
Hello, Fred Applecookie of Applecookie and Fenris Wolf Appraisers. I think I know who you are, sir. What have you brought us?
I'm Governor-elect movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger. And this is some of my memorabilia.
Well, Mr. Governor-elect, let's take a listen, shall we?
Well, Fred, this is my costume from my first movie, Hercules in New York.
An ancient Greek tunic and loincloth. What's this stain?
That's makeup. It's Arnold Stang's face print. He signed it here, see?
To my pal Arnold from Arnold ... Stang. Ho, ho, ho. I see. And this?
That's my sword from Conan. And this is my sword from Conan the Destroyer. And here are some of my guns. These are for Predator. These are from Kindergarten Cop.
You actually have more from Kindergarten Cop.
Those five-year-olds are tough and mean.
And this thing?
That was my Conan wig. The kids used to play with it.
And what's this huge stack of paper?
That's the Terminator TD3 poster they made me take down in Hollywood. It's 40 by 100 feet. It's unique.
Well, sir, since this is radio, I don't think we'll unfold it.
It isn't hard. It's got this release trigger, and it unfolds itself.
Mr. Governor-elect, let's not do that, shall we?
Oh, sure. Sorry. Well, what should I insure this stuff for?
Well, sir, almost all of this stuff is unique. I've certainly, in all my years of appraising, never seen an Arnold Stang autograph along with a grease paint face print on a co-star's costume. Conservatively, I think I'd insure this portion of your collection for at least 100,000.
That's pretty good, huh?
Sir, let's step away from that poster, shall we?
Oh, sorry, sure. It makes everybody nervous.
Hello, Ray Leno of Leno Brothers Antiques Empire. You are, sir?
I'm Robert Novak of CNN and the Chicago Slum Times.
Ah, and what is this you've brought us?
This is the leak. The one that's got the White House and the media in an uproar.
It looks rather like a whiskey sour on the rocks, sealed in clear vinyl and a napkin.
That's right. What's it worth?
Well, it's not really an antique, is it?
Well, it's over 3 months old.
But, Mr. Novak, one normally associates antiques with much older things, and while you are certainly old enough, I'm not sure about your leak, sir.
It's a perfectly good leak.
I'm sure it is.
And I'm not that old. I've always looked like a grinning skull. I'm proud of it.
Still, this so-called leak of yours is of rather transitory value. It might be worth $1,000 this week and only a few dollars next week. If it brings down the administration, it could be worth scads of money.
It could.
No, certainly. My brother and I have the real deep throat in our shop right now. He's worth a fortune. At least we think it's a he.
Who is it?
Couldn't say. Not allowed. He just stands at the back of the shop in a large sack.
Well, I'd find out.
Not if you had Carl Bernstein coming in once a week to check on him, you wouldn't. Hello, I'm Ree Leno of Leno Brothers Antique Superstate. Who are you and what have you brought us?
Howdy, Limey. I'm John Ashcroft, Attorney General of these here United States, by gobs. I brung this here thing.
Ah, an old document. Very nice. I see. Mr. Ashcroft, this is certainly something that can't be sold, can it?
How come?
Well, it's your American Constitution. It's a very old copy as well.
Ain't no copy.
I beg your pardon.
Tain't no copy. Took it out of the National Archives. I wanted to burn it, but George says it might be worth something.
I'm sorry, George?
The president, you concerned furin polecat? Now, what's it worth?
Sir, I don't believe you can sell your Constitution. It'd be rather like us selling our Magna Carta, you know.
Well, we don't need it. We's rewriting it some. Get some of that atheistic commie garbage out in it.
I noticed someone scratched out some portions of the Bill of Rights.
Them's the parts we don't need no more.
Freedom of the press?
I don't care none about your opinion. What's the dang thing worth?
My dear sir, I don't think that pistol is necessary.
Won't be, if and you tells me what I want to hear. And that's my ruling, by gobs. You want some rub of the brush, son?
Thank you, no. Well, Mr. Attorney General, this is, of course, a unique document, one of the earliest complete copies of your Constitution. Beautiful calligraphy and a stunning document. Late 18th century vellum. I would hazard a guess at, 20 millions.
Is that all?
Well, sir, while it is unique, there are at least 3 other contemporary copies, and I've never actually appraised anything this rare or valuable.
By gobs.
At a good auction on the right day, you might double that.
Well, reckon that'll have to do. Seems kind of disappointing.
Frightfully sorry, sir.
What in hell's this?
Ah, this is my identical twin brother, Ray Leno. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Ree. I say, Attorney General Ashcroft, could I look at your gun?
Ain't nobody touches a man's gun where I'm from, sodbuster.
It's all right, sir. I'm a licensed appraiser.
Well, be right careful. It's loaded up right proper.
Ree, would you notice that this is an original 1874 44 caliber Colt's Bisley revolver?
By Jove, Ray, you're right. Unless I miss my guess, this is its original holster.
It's only out of it to clean or a kill, by gobs.
It's in wonderful condition, Ray.
Yes, it is, Ree.
I'm sorry, aren't I Ray?
No, I believe I'm Ray.
Half a tick.
No, by Jove, I'm Ree. Though I think we can safely say we are the Leno brothers.
Quite, of Leno Brothers Antiques Universe. Quite right. Are you sure you're Ray? Do you think we could both be Ree?
By gobs, I'm gonna have me some rub of the brush.
Hello, I'm Sherman Upholstery of Slothby's. And who are you and what have we here?
I'm a Langston Pup Tent. I'm from Sherman Oaks.
I have a cousin named Sherman Oaks.
You would. My wife made me come here. I think antiques are childish. Who cares what a bunch of dead people used to own?
Well, that attitude is what makes antiques valuable. Somebody has to throw things away, or what's left wouldn't be very valuable at all.
Say, I never thought of it that way. Well, I brought this old painting. I think it's a piece of dog food, but Mildred, that's my wife, she thought it might be something.
Well, let's take a good look, shall we? I wish this was television. This is pretty interesting. It is a Madonna with child, painted about 1510 by the extremely obscure, unbelievably pricey Renaissance painter, Geppetto Canoli. There were only 9 of his works known, and 5 of them are frescoes on church walls. Before air, I showed this to a couple of my colleagues here. 2 of them are in critical but stable condition. 1 is undergoing therapy. But we all agree that $1 billion isn't unreasonable.
Damn. Well, I guess I'll have to get Mom out of the rest home now. Boy, this is going to pay hell with my taxes.
Mr. Pupdent, this is one of the rarest works of art in the world.
Sure, fine for you. Just responsibility to me.
This is a genuine Louis Comfort Tiffany art glass bunk bed.
It wasn't a popular item. This is 1 of 3 known. I understand it was made around 1893.
That's pretty hard to sleep in.
Well, that's what I've heard.
I cut myself, see?
This is nice. And so, Hollywood, this is? It's 1 of 3 pairs of original ruby slippers made for Wizard of Oz, along with a receipt from the MGM property auction where they were sold. And a photo of Judy clowning on the set with Margaret Hamilton. How did you acquire this?
I found it in my grandmother's attic after she died. She was a prop handler at MGM for 30 years.
Mr. Governor-elect, watch out for that switch!
Oh! My antique bed!
My ruby slippers!
Oops! Sorry! My poster!
The Average Network apologizes for the abrupt end of our program, but the Lee Tracy School of Dramatic Wisecracking has suddenly filled up with Terminator poster. This is Colin Footbeater sending you back to Mr. T Flies and saying so long for Antiques Goon Show. Antiques Goon Show is an Average Network feature written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and several people named Joe. All celebrities were impersonated by the grounds crew at Ugly John Warnaker Stadium in Coffins Lining, Nebraska. More celebrities can be found being impersonated by lobbing on to gobbledygook.gov. This is Pablo T-Flies begging you to stay tuned.